From Brooklyn, New York, this is Jarring Segue, an in-depth look at issues sent in by you, our listeners, and woven together in a jarring way. This week's theme is duos. I come from a place where every name and every face seems so familiar. In came Miss Progress in her black dress. Look at the mess, she is a killer. Hello, I am your host, Beth Hicks, and I am joined by...
Scott Austin.
And sadly, we are not joined by...
Amy Walensky!
Or
Johan Karabi! Yeah. Or anyone else.
So it's just the two of us, and we just figured we didn't want to leave you hanging this week, you know, because we all know you're waiting to find out what we have to say about everything.
It's true. What would you possibly do without our mindless... banter.
Work, go out, spend time with your children. Ugh, gross.
Kids are the worst.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
So we have this mini episode. Mm-hmm. Amy is sadly, not sad for public radio, but she's in the middle of she calls it a fun drive, and she combines the D's because it is a fund drive. Mm-hmm. She's making the money for the public radio.
Making bank.
So we are here to discuss duos with you.
Duos, famous duos,
pairs.
Things that go well together. And as always, Scott is the keeper of the list. So Scott, I will let you get us started.
You know, because we miss her so much, let's start with Amy's suggestion
that we
have a lengthy discussion about peanut butter. And jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly is one of the best pairings of all time.
I agree.
It is. I'm 36. Just turned 36 yesterday. Belated birthday girl.
You're divisible by three.
What? I am.
And 12.
And nine. I still at 36 will have weeks where I have peanut butter and jelly, not every day,
I will say, like, for me though, it is because I don't have anything else. Like, I always have a staple.
It's also the feeling of I don't want to cook, I don't want to deal with food, you know, this time of year, even like the summer comes along, it's so hot, and I don't want to turn on the stove or the oven. And good old peanut butter and jelly, and I get like really good jelly, you know, that's no sugar added, it's all fruit, you know, fruit and fruit juices, and I get usually almond butter, actually, but sometimes peanut butter. And it's delicious, and it's filling, and it tastes good.
I'm starting to associate PB&J sandwiches, though, with lunch detention, because that's what's sent up. And in order for it to count as a school lunch, there has to be a certain amount of protein. So it's like a peanut butter and jelly and peanut butter and peanut butter and peanut butter sandwich. And they're kind of disgusting looking.
Yeah.
And I snagged one once that a kid was like, I'm not eating this. And I was like, I am. I forgot my lunch.
Yeah.
And I agree with the kids.
It was just too much.
There is an art to making a peanut butter and
you have to have the
sandwich.
You have to have the right bread. You have to have the perfect ratio of peanut butter to
jelly. Going to suggest that you put a thin layer of peanut butter on both pieces of bread and put the jelly in the middle so that it doesn't soak into the bread if you're making it in the morning and eating it in the afternoon.
That's a really good suggestion. If you aren't, you know, it's actually a good suggestion even if you're having it right then, because then you have that lovely peanut butter on both sides and the jelly in the middle kind of thing. We also, of course, we should discuss, if we're talking about peanut butter jelly, we should discuss peanut butter.
And fluff.
Yes, fluff or nutter.
The temptress fluff. Or peanut butter and honey.
I've had peanut butter. Peanut butter and honey doesn't tempt me in the same way, only because you can't put that much peanut butter. It doesn't have a texture thing for me, because you can't put nearly as much honey on as fluff. You know, otherwise it would just be overwhelmingly honey.
I want me like a fluffernutter maybe once a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a once a year thing for me.
Yeah, I haven't had one in so long. And the nice thing is that if you don't want to keep, you know, marshmallow fluff in the house or melt down marshmallows or do whatever you have to do to make it in New York, because it's New York City and we basically have access to anything we want at any time, we can just go to Peanut Butter and Company, I think it is.
It's Peanut Butter and Company.
And they
Peanut
have
Butter and Co.
And they have plain peanut butter. They have amazing peanut butters, and then they also will do peanut butter flan. Like a chocolate
one, one that's spicy.
There's one that's the white chocolate.
When you're making a PB&J at home, what is your favorite peanut butter to go with?
I like Skippy Chunky peanut butter, and I love, that's the sound of...
There have been four airplanes. We've already paused and, like, taken them out. At this point, you're going to hear our planes and helicopters.
Exactly. It's like we're outside. It's like we're having a picnic podcast.
It's hot in my apartment, so the window is open. Exactly. I apologize, people.
So, Skippy Chunky.
Okay.
Is my favorite. Just like the regular Skippy, but, like, the chunky peanut butter. And then
I grew up on Peter Pan Smooth.
Okay.
I can eat that shit by the spoonful.
Yeah, it's so good. And then for the jelly, my favorite would be probably, I don't care about brand as much. I just don't. My favorite would probably be like either, it used to be peanut butter and strawberry jelly, but now it's either raspberry or grape.
I'm a mixed fruit kind of guy.
You are.
Am I ever.
You are a mixed fruit man if ever I knew it.
I once got into a like legit fight with an ex. We weren't exes yet, but I think the peanut butter had a little bit to do with it. Yeah. Because I think that organic stir it your own fucking self shit is bullshit. I do not want to have to stir my peanut butter in the, like, I know it's got less good oils in it and whatnot if it's that processed stuff, but it also tastes better.
And
does not make me get peanut oil all over my dress shirt in the morning when I'm quickly trying to make a sandwich. Yeah. And that's what really matters.
Yeah, I get all natural only because I eat a lot of almond butter. And since I eat a lot of it, I do the all natural stuff because it doesn't have added sugar only for that reason. If I was someone who only had peanut butter once in a while or once a week, I would just get Skippy because that stuff is amazing. Plus, Skippy makes an all natural now that doesn't require the crazy stirring.
Sure.
And it still tastes pretty darn good. It still tastes Skippy-ish. It's just a little more natural, a little less sugar, whatever. But
now, what are other famous, like, food pairings? Like, what are other famous?
Well, chocolate and peanut butter.
My sister-in-law hates chocolate and peanut butter together. I know a lot of people, actually, who do not like that combo.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand why it's a combo that
people... Salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper. You know, absolutely. You have to pass them. That's
ketchup
etiquette.
And mustard?
Ketchup and mustard. Yeah, I'm not big. Like, I should be coming up with, you know, something, but I'm not.
Beef and broccoli.
Look at you.
Chicken and snow peas. Chinese
food
today.
Now you're just listing Chinese dishes. So
I will say there was a commercial for AT&T and Minutes a couple years ago that I guess it was about 10 years ago.
Yes.
I remember this story from college. My friend Katie and I were watching TV on the sofa, and this AND commercial came on, and the middle of the screen had a line down it and an ampersand in the middle.
Yep.
And the left side of the screen was one item and the right side was another, and they were like different images. So it would be like, if they did ketchup and mustard, it might be like a fancy ketchup and like a yellow squirt bottle of mustard and, you know, a salt shaker that would be, you know, on a wedding table, and then pepper that would be in a diner or something. And Katie and I were yelling them out, ketchup and mustard, salt and pepper. And one was a tattoo of a peace sign.
Okay.
And a wedding cake that was shaped like a heart, and it said the word love on it.
Mm-hmm.
So
peace and love.
I yell, peace and love! And Katie yells, tattoo and cake! And so, to me, I like to think that one of our famous cultural duos is tattoo and cake.
Or tattoo of cake.
So I decided that if I ever get a tattoo, the very first thing I'm doing is getting myself a piece of cake to celebrate this.
Well, we went yesterday for my birthday. We went, you and I and a few other people went to tea and scones are quite a lovely pairing and absolutely worth having. And speaking of, and actually that made me think of the South always has really good pairings, like chicken and biscuits. Like that's a lovely pairing.
I feel like it's anything and biscuits.
Anything
like
gravy and biscuits.
Biscuits
and gravy.
Pork and biscuits.
Exactly.
tuna and biscuits. Everything and biscuits. Karen suggested we discuss Love and Kindness was her favorite duo, and I think that
that's very sweet.
It's a little like Tattoo and Cake.
It is. It's a little Love and Kindness. I mean, it's the best pairing there is. If you know,
I prefer hatred and apathy.
Exactly, hatred and meanness,
discontent.
No, Love and Kindness is lovely. Thank you, Cousin Karen. Yeah, no, it's
thank you, Cousin Karen, for making us happy.
Yes, especially, you know, so, because that's the thing with birthdays and Facebook. Birthdays and Facebook, there's a pairing.
Oh, you know what? It is a pairing. Birthdays and Facebook. It is a pairing
now. And now
you never feel more loved on your birthday than Facebook.
Well, there is also this really, I want to talk about the flip side for a second of the Facebook phenomenon of birthdays thing that has got me feeling a little bit, like almost a little guilty, where you can start to feel a little bit like you're judging your own worth by how many of your Facebook friends, like how many notices you
get.
You
shouldn't feel guilty. You should just feel like you have low self-esteem.
That's maybe what it is.
I think you need to do the whole, like, I love myself.
I
am a worthwhile person in the mirror tonight.
Okay, first of all, I do love myself. And second of all,
of course you do. You have a podcast. We're vain. We think people care about us.
We're talking into my computer right now. So it's
putting it out there into the world and pretending people listen.
They do listen. But no, that feeling of, you know, I do have to laugh now about how that Facebook on your birthday is that day of when you're using Facebook, when you, every time you go on Facebook, you have so many notifications because people are posting on your page and they're, you know, commenting on things. And I put a picture, a beautiful picture up of our view from Bergdorf Goodman where we went and got tea and, you know, 37 people liked it and a bunch of people commented on it. And you can definitely feel a little, I feel so special. And then I was like, oh my God, feeling special about anything that happens on Facebook is literally a reason to cancel my Facebook account because calm down.
Eh, take it where you can get it.
Yeah, it's, or that.
It's just like, eh. I don't care if things that I put on Facebook get liked, but when they do get liked. So for whatever reason, I'm good at Facebook. I don't know how this happened, but I'll put up a picture of, like, my sock, and I'll be like, today I took my sock off, and it has, like, 100 likes within 20 minutes. I don't know why. Oh, I'm going to try that.
You know the algorithm. You know the Facebook algorithm.
I figured it out. When to post, who to tag.
Nice.
I get made fun of for this. So we're going to jump to best musical duos. Who are some musical duos? Because that's been a pretty popular trend for the past 2-3 years, just this musical duos.
Yeah.
And I mean, right here in Brooklyn, Matt and Kim.
Mm-hmm. There's the classics. There's Sonny and Cher, and Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers had a few, you know, they used to...
Their Christmas album.
Yeah.
Oh. We listened to that in the Austin House many a time.
I am blanking and I feel like a terrible person. Who was Marvin Gaye's? Marvin Gaye did a couple of really amazing duets, like Ain't No Mountain High Enough was with someone, and now I cannot remember her name and I feel like a terrible
person. Marvin Gaye and Some Woman?
Right, and I feel terrible because he's more famous than she is, but she's famous too. I mean, she was well known and she did those wonderful duets with
Marvin
Gaye. I like
when Disney was doing the duets from the movies, and it was always Peebo Bryson and someone.
Yeah, and Celine Dion was off. It was Celine Dion and Peebo Bryson.
Have we talked about Peebo on the... We have, on the podcast.
I think so. Have we talked about the fact that I loved him for a long... I don't have the heart. I used to sing that song.
Peebo.
To hurt you. And I was like, oh my God.
Why isn't that name more popular?
I don't know. You would think...
I've never taught a Peebo.
I've never met a Peebo.
I've never met a Peebo either. Never dated a Peebo.
No.
New goal.
Date a Peebo.
Date a Peebo. You know what? A few of my favorite duo bands have just come out with new albums. And I will say, Civil Wars knocked it out of the park with their second album. Mm-hmm. Cults? I like their first album better. Mm-hmm. Sophomore Attempt doesn't have a song or two that... Their first album was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Black Keys just released a new album last week. And I have listened to it once, so I don't have enough to review yet.
Yeah. My friend Kelly recommended to me the Avett Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are two gorgeous bearded men who play guitar and sing. So basically, it's like one of my best sex dreams come to life.
You just put on the album and... turn off the lights, light a candle, and stick your hand down your pants.
I pretty much do.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I ran into my friend Ben on the subway the other day, and he works for Adult Swim.
Oh, nice.
And he was saying he was at this Adult Swim party, and Outkast came to perform.
Well, there
and
you
he
go.
Was like, he listened to a song, and he was like, I think I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But Outkast.
Yep.
There was a combination.
White Stripes,
mm-hmm. Codeine Velvet Club. Mm-hmm. If you don't, they're not very well known, but they are wonderful.
Yeah,
because it was a British duo. I forget their names, but
yeah. I mean, and you don't. I mean, you go far. Duos have always
been.
You go far. Go far enough back. I mean, you always find duos. You will.
It's true.
You know, you go back to vaudeville, and we're not going to because that sounded pretentious. But, you know, there's always great duos and great duets.
Mozart and other guy.
Salieri when they weren't pissing each other off.
No, that never happened.
I know.
And similarly, famous literary duos.
Mm.
Matthew from Detroit. Suggested we discuss literary duos.
Now, question, Matthew, that you can't answer because you're not here. Are you talking literary duos within literature of famous pairings of authors?
He can answer because he suggested Mary Wollstonecraft and Percy Shelley.
Oh, Percy Bysshe Shelley.
But I did also think literary couples, like...
He means... Right, so Mary Wollstonecraft, who became Mary Shelley. Sorry, because she married Mary. Because I was confused. I was like, wait, that's her mom. And I was like, no, you're thinking of her mom.
Yes.
Wollstonecraft. Yes. Sorry, so...
Her mom had an affair with her husband?
Gross. They were... I mean, you know, that's still one of my favorite stories of all time, is the writing of Frankenstein happened because it was... I believe it was Byron... I can't remember for sure if it was Byron, but it was Percy Bysshe Shelley and Mary Shelley and a third, and I think it was Byron, were basically just sitting around telling ghost stories and telling scary stories, and she came up with the idea of Frankenstein, and she wrote it down, and it is now, of course, one of the most...
Have I told you about the time I went to see Frankenstein, the musical?
No.
Off Broadway? Oh my God.
I'm so hoping everyone were off.
So, off, it should have had an extra off.
Yeah.
The review in the Village Voice said, perhaps rape scenes ought not be set to music, and if they are, they most certainly should not include the repeated lyric, forgive the intrusion.
Oh my God, that's awful.
I went with my friend Gina, my friend Erica, God bless her, I love her to death. We were right out of college, and she got this job stage managing Frankenstein the Musical.
Oh my God. Oh my
I went
God.
To see oh it God. To support her. I made friends at the bar across the street during intermission because we all had our programs in hand and we're getting shots to get through Act Two. So, Act Two, I just start writing down quotes. First, they kept rhyming me with thee. Please forgive me as I enter thee. But they would use thee as you.
Yeah.
And so, forgive me as I enter thee. Lyrics. When Frankenstein was the monster was holding his dead girlfriend that the villagers killed.
Yeah.
Mind you, there were not enough cast members to have an angry mob. So they would often just yell, I see villagers, I see villagers. And then someone would come on like dead. They would like fall onto the stage. But the lyric was, is that your nose above your eye? It doesn't matter. I still care.
What does that mean?
The villagers had beaten
him. Oh, had beaten him
beaten
until...
her to death.
Oh, and her
and
face
so
was all fucked up.
He was holding her dead, fucked up body, singing, is that
your nose above
your
eye?
It doesn't matter. I still care. I have never laughed harder at something I was not supposed to laugh at. Oh, not true. I've gone to funerals and laughed. There was an old woman who farted in front of me, and the tensions are already high at a funeral, and I just lost it.
There's a great episode of Coupling. Speaking of duos, there's a great episode of the British show Coupling where they talk about the giggle loop and the idea. Have you seen that? It's a very famous clip. Even if you've never seen the show, you can find that clip on YouTube about the giggle loop and Jeff, who is played by Richard Coyle.
That is spelled the giggle loop.
Loop.
You kind of say it like one word.
Yeah. Now. Well, and that's how he says it. Richard Coyle, as Jeff, says the giggle loop. And he's Welsh and wonderful. Oh, you get church bells everywhere.
Church bells.
Talking about funerals.
Airplanes.
Laughing at
the S train that annoys no one ever because it's got four stops.
Exactly. And it's, but he talks
about my upstairs neighbors who are bowling.
I know, with elephants, apparently. But he talks about the fact that the giggle loop is the idea of the minute you think about laughing, you're already done because you will laugh. It has to come out somehow, and it will just, and they're all at a funeral and they can't hold it in. And then one of them lets go and just starts busting out laughing. Yeah.
So what other literary duos come to mind for you?
I think did somebody write down, you said somebody had mentioned Nyasnyn and Henry Miller. And Nyasnyn and Henry Miller are that wonderful, you know, they made Henry and June about them because Henry Miller was married to June Miller. And June Miller met Nyasnyn. I did not just know this off the top of my head. I had to remind myself. I knew that they had been, the movie had been made, and I knew about their relationship, but I didn't know this level of detail. But June Miller and Henry Miller were married. June Miller was apparently bisexual and had several affairs with women and met Nyasnyn, just fell absolutely in love with her. And Henry Miller has started an affair with Nyasnyn, and both Nyasnyn and Henry Miller wrote about June and were very inspired by her. But they both wrote very erotic literature. The two of them were banned all over the damn place. I mean, you don't get much more banned than them. As God says, God weighs
God
in on that.
God is ringing out.
God weighs in on that.
Now, I also have a letter here that Henry Miller wrote to Nyasnyn. August 14th, 1932. Anais, don't expect me to be sane anymore. Don't let's be sensible. I came away with pieces of you sticking to me. Gross. I am walking about swimming in an ocean of blood.
Gross.
Your blood.
Gross.
Distilled and poisonous.
Disgusting.
Everything I do and say and think relates back to the marriage. I saw you as the mistress of your home. A Moor with a heavy face. A Negress with a white body.
Oh, come on, Henry.
Eyes all over your skin. Woman. 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 I can't see how I can go on living away from you. These intermissions are death. How did it seem to you when Hugo came back? Was I still there? I can't picture you moving around him as you did with me. Legs closely, frailty, sweet, treacherous acquiescence. Bird docility. You became a woman with me.
Okay, this is the longest
I was almost terrorized by it. You are not just 30 years old.
Dear Lord.
You are 1,000 years old.
I feel 1,000 years old after you read that damn letter.
That is paragraph one of like 17.
Also, the whole I don't know how I'll go on without you. Henry Miller was married 5 times. 3 after being married to June Miller, which is who he left. He left June Miller for Nyasnyn. And he was married 3 more times. So Henry Miller, you did go on without Nyasnyn.
He's doing
so
okay.
So you're fine. You're fine, sir.
Speaking of you're doing fine, Ted Hughes and Sylvia Plath.
Oh, boy.
Doing fine. F. Scott, and Zelda Fitzgerald. A
lot of madness there.
Lewis Endrick and Michael Doris, who they divorced and then he killed himself. And there were all those allegations of him touching the kids.
Yep. And then Virginia
and Leonard Woolf.
Good. Let's just get everybody. Basically, literary pairings are the worst.
So are celebrity pairings. Oh. And for you, Beth, I have a quiz.
Oh, okay.
That was me turning the page, everyone. We've got church bells and...
trains. We're not taking this one out. I'm going to let you hear that train.
That's, like, everything happened at once.
Yes.
But, so I'm going to name for you the famous celebrity... They're playing a goddamn song at this church.
They're playing a symphony, but it's beautiful and you love it. So suck it up, listeners.
So I'm gonna name the celebrity couple and you tell me who they are. Let's see how many
you can
get.
What do you mean, who they are?
So I'm going to say Bradgelina.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you are going to say?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Ding.
Right.
Okay. Similar after, like, same time that was happening, Vonnegut happened.
Oh, Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, no longer, but.
Because they were in the breakup together, and then they
ironically.
Did. I know,
but then
exactly.
they broke up.
And then they broke
fittingly.
Up. Fittingly.
I think people just want to give Jennifer Aniston those cute coupley names, like as a consolation, because
exactly.
everyone knows Brangelina. Kimye?
Kanye and Kim Kardashian. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Klomar?
Oh, that's Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, who sadly are now divorced, or are in the process of divorcing.
Is that sad?
They seemed happy. And okay. he and his drug use, and apparently his drug use is what broke them up, which that's always sad to me when people, okay. when addiction breaks things up. That's, right. That makes me sad.
Bennifer?
That was, well, there's twofold.
Yeah.
Because there's Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. They were the coining of Bennifer, and they were engaged. They were together for a little under a year. They were engaged. He gave her that huge pink diamond. Just ridiculous. He was in one of her videos. They did a Barbara Walters special together where they, whatever. And then they broke up. She married Mark Anthony, who's now, they're now divorced, and she's with this guy, Casper. And Ben Affleck married Jennifer Garner, who played Sydney Bristow on Alias, and they have three kids, and I won't name them because then I would look like a crazy person, but I...
You're that kid who writes in her own answer on multiple choice, aren't
yes.
you?
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Tom Capp.
Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes.
Also Sam.
Yep.
Billary.
Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Hillary okay. Rodham Clinton.
Another broken up couple. Zanessa.
Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Good.
That took me a second.
Okay, this one has two nicknames, and one of them makes me giggle. And they're both so easy, but Jay-Z-Yonce.
Nice.
And BJ.
And BJ. Beyonce and Jay-Z. Oh, the whole Solange thing. I can't even go into that. We're just going to leave that for another day.
Okay, now, Kato.
Is that are they famous?
Very.
Kato?
Kato.
Kato. Kato. Very, very famous, and I mean, it's not Kate Blanchett, even though I want it to be, and it's not Kato. I hate that I'm failing this one, but I feel like I'm failing this one. They're both movie stars?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like I'm getting caught in the Kate sound, and I'm thinking
not,
like it's a Kate.
It is a Kate, not together anymore. It's a Kate and an O.
Oh, Kate Bosworth and Orlando Bloom?
Nope.
No, well, they were together.
Kate Hudson and Owen Wilson.
I would like to say, though, that Kate Bosworth and Orlando Bloom were together for a long time, so I...
But they didn't get a cute nickname.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Also broken up. Ashmi.
Now I'm so thrown. I feel like it's an Ashley. Is it an Ashley?
No.
Ashmi. It's an Ashley.
Sounds like, Ashmi. Hey, give me some ashes.
Oh, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
That's what I say on Ash Wednesday.
Demi
Ashmi.
Ashmi. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. Mm-hmm. That took me longer
Good.
Than it should have.
All right, now Tay Squared.
Tay Squared.
Tay squared. Two Tays. Tay times Tay.
I actually do know this. I know it's not Tay Diggs, even though I want it to be. Because he and Idina Menzel broke up.
And her name wasn't Tay.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Tay and Tay. Was it?
Who?
What?
What famous Tay is constantly in and out of relationships with different men?
Oh, of course. Taylor Lautner and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, there we go. Now, I've got two
old-time
ones, because
anyway.
I was looking up, like, where did this start? Was like, what was the first couple that really got this in the tabloids? But there are even some older couples. Desilu.
Oh, Desi Arnaz and Lucy.
Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball, thank you.
I knew. I'm like, she's just Lucy.
Yeah.
And this one was quite the scandal, apparently. In 1942, a celebrity couple nicknamed Cash and Carrie.
Cash and Carrie? It wasn't Johnny Cash.
No.
No. Cash and Carrie. And that's their, those are their name. Like, it, does it relate to their
name? Cash is a nickname. Cash does not relate to her name.
But Carrie.
Carrie does.
Like Cary Grant?
Yep.
And Cash. So that's Cary Grant. See, this one, oh, I used to think I knew everything about Cary Grant's love affairs. And Cash, it was her nickname, Cash. I assume she must have been married if it was a scandal that she was married and...
Less because she was married.
And more she was young?
No, it was because she was fucking rich. So she was nicknamed Cash.
And she was super rich. See, this one I don't know.
Barbara Woolworth.
Oh, she was one of the Woolworths.
She was the heiress to the Woolworth fortune. God. And so when he married her, she was 29. He was older. And it was Cash and Carrie. Cash and Carrie.
Gotcha. I like
They made all that tabloid news.
See, and that's a really hard one because you'd have to actually know.
The story.
Yeah.
I just thought that one was interesting. I knew you had no chance of getting that one.
Yeah. I was like, I can get... Well, you'd be surprised. My weird obsession with celebrity gossip, even going back to, like, back in the day, it's kind of... My friends make fun of me for how much I care about celebrity... Not just relationship stuff, but who's doing what movie and who's... You know, all that kind of stuff.
Whatever. You couldn't even get Kato.
Oh, shut up.
You weren't going to get Cash and Carrie.
Shut up.
So that's pretty much our episode of... Oh, we do have some famous pairs that people wanted to give us shout-outs to.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm jumping the gun. Sarah suggested... You know what? I'm going to have to pass this off to Beth because it's in her handwriting.
Shut up. It's not that hard. It's Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman.
Okay.
Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman.
To me, it looked like Joanne Woodward.
But you couldn't figure out from Joanne and Paul and Newman. Come on.
Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman.
And Paul Newman. And of course, he had one of the most famous quotes about fidelity and things that he said about her people used to ask about staying faithful, basically. And he said, why would I go out for burgers when I have steak at home?
Oh,
and there's also the fact that it's like, I love that you're comparing women to meat.
Because sometimes you actually want a
burger. Yeah, it's like, Paul Newman, that doesn't...
You want to grind that meat.
Yeah. Oh. And some blue cheese on it. Oh. Okay, now I want a burger. I want a burger.
He's like, I just want to have dirty sex.
I would like to have dirty sex with a burger. I don't know what that says about me. Anyway, so they were very famous. You know, he was with someone when he met her, but he divorced and got married, and they were together until his passing. Myrna Loy and William Powell, who were not together in real life.
And who suggested that we give them a shout-out?
Sorry, Ryan. My friend Ryan Hanley. Ryan. Myrna Loy and William Powell, who were not together in real life, but did 13 films together, and of course they were the Thin Man couple, which is one of the best movie pairings of all time.
I would argue that the best pairing comedic duo of our time is Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
And I like that it's not a romantic pairing.
I do too.
My friend Mike suggested George Burns and Gracie Allen. Okay. And they're great.
They're boring and old.
Oh, you're so mean.
They're boring and old.
Well, they're not.
And I think this last pair I wasn't allowed to watch when they first came on TV. It was like... Mom and Dad did not like me watching Stevens or Steph's.
Steph.
Sorry, I changed your gender.
My friend Steph suggested Ren and Stimpy, which makes me think of all those pairings of that time. Ren and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead. You know, they were. You know, they liked the pairings of.
They did.
And I wasn't allowed to watch that either. We didn't have cable, so like I couldn't have watched it. But even
The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Pete. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Keenan and Kel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From
the Good Burger franchise.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And of course, now Keenan Thompson is on SNL.
And Kel
is.
Is.
He is. He exists.
Kel exists. Khalees and milkshakes.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite pairings.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know, she actually just came out with a new album. She gave up on music after Milkshake, because she was like a one-hit wonder, and she was like, well, whatever. And she went to a culinary institute, and now has just put out a new album.
Did she really?
all around food.
Are you actually, like, seriously?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is something I would make up, but Khalees legit came up with a food album pairing that is, and she just released it at South by Southwest.
Oh, nice.
And before she did, she served her food that she made from, like, a food truck.
Yeah.
And then, like, took her apron off, went on stage, and, like, rocked it.
But also good for her for realizing that, like, it's sometimes a good idea when you're in a creative field, like, acting or, you know, it's kind of how, like, you know, Nick Offerman is also a carpenter. You know, he does woodworking, and he has put out, like, books and DVDs about making boats and making beautiful, you know, furniture.
Now when I see those bumper stickers that say, my boss is a Jewish carpenter, I'm going to think of Nick Offerman. I don't know if he's Jewish, he's but not. He is in my heart.
He's not. But I do think that is funny, because for a minute I was like, wow, your boss is a Jewish carpenter. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I get it. It's Jesus. Your boss is Jesus. Does he, I mean, good hours or...
What's the health plan like?
What's the health plan?
Do you get vision?
Well, I mean, he did heal the blind.
It's true. So, yes, I suppose. Listen, I had some... I was a leper.
Oh, funny.
And now I'm fine. That's so the health plan's great.
That's funny. I love it. Yeah, so... We did pretty well.
Yeah, that's our episode on duos. It's quick for you. I hope you enjoyed a little.
You'd better.
A little jaunt around the park
You'd
or drive
better.
To the corner store.
That's right. And please enjoy all the sounds of spring.
And by spring, we mean my Brooklyn apartment
New
that
York
is
City.
Under the JFK path
exactly.
and right next to the S train.
Exactly. Anyway, have a wonderful day, everyone. Enjoy this gorgeous weather. If it's not gorgeous where you are, well. Too bad. It's beautiful where we are. I'm so sorry to be, you know, that you're not us.
The weather's not the problem. Your perception of the weather is the problem.
Wow. That's deep. Oh. Snaps.
That's probably really annoying in a podcast. Peace out, y'all.
All right. Have a good day. For my childhood, I spent the evenings kissing. I'm a fool for dreaming her alive and loving something cold and rocky. The homophobic gentlemen built barricades, but their efforts couldn't stop me. In came Miss Progress in her black dress. Look at the mess.